Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 28th of January 2026. Today's topic is overcoming limitation. Our text is taken from Mark chapter 9, verse 21 to 27. Verse 21, and he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him." And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He is dead." Verse 27, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Key verse, Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Limitation is encountering obstacles on your way to achieving your set goals. Limitation can also mean setbacks, stagnations, and losing out in the battles of life. Limitation can occur at any point in our lives. In life, you will encounter trials on the verge of success. These challenges are not there to bring you down, but to make you prepare for the task ahead. How do you overcome limitations? The first is to be born again. Salvation is the key to overcoming any obstacle in life. The next is to study the Word of God, then exercise your faith in God daily. Have a clear vision of where you want to be and depend upon God to help you. God is the greatest solution to all obstacles. Do not listen to those who are suggesting solutions outside of God, as the end is defeat. Saul, the first king of Israel, forgot God and sought the help of a witch. God was displeased with him, and he was defeated in battle. Don't be like Saul. Always run to God for help, and you will be delivered. Prayer for today. Lord, give me victory over everything that stands as limitation to my progress. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.